Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And we do on occasion feature small businesses on this report. If you'd like to have yours featured, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, that's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, managing finances when your income varies, like some freelancers and contractors, and tracking employee movements for the right reasons. Love those stories after this.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan.
And we're brought to you today in part by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. How about this stat? Only 47% of U.S. households have consistent and predictable bills and income. Now a new report from Pew finds that many households have substantial shifts in that income. Could be the case for freelancers and contractors in this gig economy, right? Even founders of startups face this. As CNBC.com reporter Kelly Grant says, budgeting around an uneven paycheck is no easy feat, but she's got some helpful hints since she's a certified financial planner. Kelly, what do we have here?
For most people, you know, we think about this idea of a steady paycheck, but depending on your circumstances, that might not be so easy. It's about a third of U.S. households have what they consider volatile income, a gain or loss year over year of at least 25%, and that's new data from Pew Charitable Trust. So when you think about that, there's a lot of different things that can come into play. It could be those big swings are from things like somebody retiring, change in your household where, like, maybe you got married or you had a child where, you know, you're temporarily out of the workforce for a little bit. Could also be just the nature of your work. If you're full-time freelance, like my husband is, you know, your income could be very different year to year. Or if you're an hourly worker, that can also, you can see some pretty big swings there.
You know, you mentioned that the standard stuff, family-related, you know, having a child or you retire, things like that. But is it possible that in this gig economy that we're moving into more and more, that these income swings could be more prevalent?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the gig economy, we see a lot of variation. As I said, my husband's full-time freelance, so he's part of that, and his income changes a lot year to year. We see more people who are doing, you know, hourly work, or just even they have a particular gig where their pay is dependent less on their salary and more on something like a bonus or a commission, where, you know, there's going to be some variation in, you know, year to year what those payments look like. And then even within the year, you know, you might be living off of one payment for a good portion of the year.
We're speaking with Kelly Grant, consumer reporter at CNBC.com. She's also a certified financial planner, and she's written a piece called Wild Income Swings Can Play Havoc with Your Finances. All right, so what do? How do you manage these swings?
Well, the first thing is to really think about living lean, is how financial advisors talk about this. It's really easy when you have a good year to adjust your spending upward and be thinking, great, you know, now I make X amount per year, and that's the way it is. But if you have volatile income, you have some of these situations where either, you know, that's just the nature of your work, or you can look ahead and anticipate that, you know, there's going to be a change, like somebody, say, going on maternity leave for a couple of months and having a drop in pay. You know, you need to be thinking about living on less and adjust, and not adjusting your spending upward to meet whatever that higher total was. You really need to be confident in the trend that things are going upward, because otherwise you can end up getting yourself into some pretty serious debt trying to, you know, still maintain your spending, even though things haven't turned around.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Grant from CNBC.com. Coming up next, tracking employees for a different type of reason. The powerful performance and incredible battery life of new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors empower small business employees to do their best work, wherever work takes them. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors and price match guarantee mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution tailored to your business needs. Powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. Well, the Wall Street Journal says companies including Boston Consulting Group and Microsoft are mining employees' emails and tracking face-to-face interactions to get a better grasp on how information travels. The goal, according to managers, is to cut down on time-consuming meetings, vague emails, and useless training sessions. Amen to all that, right? Boston Consulting, for example, gave 20% of its New York employees ID badges that tracked their movement through the office and recorded how long they spent in conversation. A project leader said the data showed many employees were spending too much time with bosses or direct reports, which limited the flow of information. The trial also revealed that people who stopped more often to chat with random colleagues spent, on average, 5 fewer hours in long meetings. So to boost interactions between employees and cut down on formal meetings, Boston Consulting Group added a town square-style lounge area serving free breakfast and lunch, where most people stop for coffee or snacks throughout the day. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, and that's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, again, I'd like to hear it. Hey, it's free publicity for you, right? And you can provide inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We'll be right back.